AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Is it really hot where you are? It's already 84 degrees here in Washington, though it feels like 92. One climate scientist tells us 2015 is shaping up to be the Earth's warmest year on record. Here's our Tim McGuire.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says June, just like May and April, had record high temperatures in a number of places. And the first 6 months of the year were warmer than the previously hottest 6 months back in 2010. The climate scientists are blaming a strong El Nino over the Pacific. There was exceptional heat in a number of places in June, with more than 1,200 people killed by a heat wave in Pakistan. Tim McGuire, Washington.
California is struggling with drought. Now it's accusing a group of farmers of taking water illegally, and it wants to fine them $1.5 million. This is a first, says our Fennett Naropol in Sacramento.
The state is making an example out of the Byron Bethany Irrigation District by issuing this heavy fine and showing that it does indeed have the power to enforce punishments against people who illegally take water.
The latest now on the investigation into the Chattanooga gunman. We are being told that investigators have not found any evidence so far that Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz was acting on direct orders from anyone when he shot and killed five military service members last week. What they still don't know is why he did it. He was shot dead by police. Our new poll finds that about 3 in 4 Americans think the U.S. should have diplomatic ties with Cuba, but they're not sure how far to go in lifting sanctions. Washington and Havana restored diplomatic relations yesterday. Ohio Governor John Kasich is announcing his run for the White House this morning at Ohio State University. This is AP Radio News. They are country music royalty, but now Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert are getting a divorce. Their statement says this is not the future we envisioned and asked for privacy, saying we are real people with real lives. They've had to deny repeated rumors in the past that their superstar careers were taking a toll on their marriage. Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert have been married for 4 years. Zach Johnson, who calls himself a normal guy from Cedar Rapids, has won the British Open, which means Jordan Spieth did not. Jordan Spieth was trying to become the first golfer since Ben Hogan in 1953 to win golf's first three majors. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.